It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable August Pfluger, who represents the 11th Congressional District of Texas. Great to see you.
Well, Tony, good to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so are you kind of settling in, finding all the tunnels, the ways to move around between buildings? I mean, you've been here almost 2 years, right?
I have. It's gone fast, and we can find our way, but we're still surprised every day by the shenanigans that are going on a daily basis.
Well, and maybe that's a good place to go ahead and start, because when you came into office, the landscape of energy looked a lot different than the landscape looks today. What are you watching on that front?
Well, you're right. I mean, in 2019, 2020, we were energy dominant. We had the resources. We were using the resources. We were strengthening our economy. And we were making it easy for the American family to go about their daily lives, to go about their business, to succeed in all the areas that they wanted to succeed, and to live the American dream. And now here we are. And we have the President of the United States going to Saudi Arabia to ask OPEC for more oil and gas when we have it right here. And American families in some states are paying up to $8 a gallon. Every family is making financial decisions right now that could be avoided. And they could be avoided with better policies that allowed us to unleash the potential that my district, the Permian Basin, provides, which is the energy security, not just for our country, but for other countries.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because some might hear the Permian Basin and not really know what that is. So when we talk about energy and your district, how do you describe that?
It's an amazing district that has revolutionized the way that energy is delivered throughout the United States and the rest of the world. The shale revolution that began 15 plus years ago, but really in the last 10 years took off, was able to produce energy at an affordable rate for Americans, was able to take advantage of the security. This area that I represent in West Texas is the largest secure supply of energy in the world. And to me, as a former military officer, somebody who lived, worked, deployed, and fought all over the globe, it's a national security issue. And so to see the president turning his back on the resource that we have to ask other countries to provide what we can do and to make us more dependent on China and Russia it's just unthinkable at this point in time. And every American is suffering because of it. The inflationary pressures that we see today are a direct result of the president asking others to do what we can do right here.
There have been hearings in Congress on both sides of the Hill regarding how do we get things back to where they need to be, and how do we reduce the pain at the pump, if you will. For those who might not understand, I think your perspective is probably much different than someone who's not in a district that has as much energy. But how do you describe how we ended up where we are today?
It seems to me that it's been an assault that uses every available weapon, every available tool to come after this industry, the oil and gas industry specifically, and to demonize it. And the assault, it really started, I believe, with this ESG movement, the environmental, social, and governance movement that, you know, the corporate world is looking after, but makes it very, very difficult for people in this industry to do the kinds of things that they need to do to have a successful business, because they can't get access to capital, to the much needed capital that they need to invest, to reinvest, to grow. And now that has impacted us at the pump, because when you're flourishing and that those supply and demand forces are working in harmony, then you'll have some upswings, you may have some downswings, people are used to that. But the difference today is not only are they using access to capital, but they're also using other tools such as endangered species, such as the threat of more restrictions and more regulations that really cause people to think about investing in this particular industry. And I'm going to tell you that my belief is that the energy industry and all pieces of it underpin our economy. When we have a strong energy industry, our economy is strong. When we have a strong energy industry, people, families, and businesses pay less and are able to do more because energy really is the foundational piece for all of us.
You mentioned the Endangered Species Act, ESA. Your district also knows firsthand how that works with the lesser prairie chicken. I'm still trying to understand what happened recently as landowners and the government had come to a working agreement to try to improve the habitat for the lesser prairie chicken, and then suddenly things changed. What's happened there, and what are you watching?
Well, most people have never seen a lesser prairie chicken. I'll start by saying that. And it sounds kind of like a cute little animal, and I'm sure it is, but the facts are that over the last 8 years, the population has increased by 30% plus in most of the places that I represent and across state lines in New Mexico. So just kind of concentrating on the western side of my district, the Permian Basin side, Ector County, Midland County, the oil and gas producing areas, and the ranch and farmland that exist out there, we've seen an increase, and it's because of common sense policies where landowners, those who know the land best, those who have worked it for generations and who want to leave that land in better shape than they found it, better shape than they were given it or worked for it or purchased it, those common sense approaches have done more to increase the population of this animal and others. But this is a tool that has been weaponized. I introduced legislation to take that common sense approach. Who are the stakeholders at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level who can work together to make sure that these animals and others flourish alongside human activity that includes the agriculture industry and the energy industry? So these two now come together, and the lesser prairie chicken and other species are being weaponized against these landowners, saying we need more federal control, but the intent is clear. The intent is clear. They want to use this animal and others and the Endangered Species Act in a non-common sense approach to attack these industries. And really, Tony, it's an attack on rural America, those of us who produce food and fuel.
We're going to run out of time before I can ask you about sheep and goats and dealing with the drought issues that your district is dealing with. That means we'll have to come back and do this again sometime. But before we go, 2023 Farm Bill reauthorization right around the corner. What are you working on as far as that goes?
Well, let me start with Chairman Conaway did a great job. And he got this to a point, and this is my predecessor who in West Texas worked all across the country to make sure that everyone knows that food security is national security, that the agricultural sector, the less than 2% of Americans who do this, are doing something that is of a national security importance level. We have to make sure that we're looking at crop insurance. We're in a terrible drought right now, and this has to be a focus of the Farm Bill that's upcoming. WIP Plus is very important for us. There are other ad hoc measures that take into account how hard it is to do this, how important food security is, national security issue, and that we move forward in a positive direction. And there are certainly steps that we can take for the work requirements that Chairman Conaway did, and I support those, to make sure that our country knows how hard it is to produce food and that the benefits that we receive, that we need to get to a point where we are doing things on our own, and I support what he did with regards to the work requirements. But let me get back to crop insurance. It's very important that we keep this trajectory going, that we do no harm to the Farm Bill that was passed just a few years ago, so that our country is not dependent on China or Russia or other malign actors for our food needs.
So great to see you. Thanks for your work, and just means we'll have to do this again.
Well, thank you for having me, Tony.
Again, it's the Honorable August Pfluger who represents the 11th Congressional District of Texas on today's Agribusiness Report.